the top by the mountain. Bet you didn't count on becoming what you are today. The top of the mountain, bet you didn't count on becoming what you are today.
That was Creature of the Sun, or Creatures of the Sun, from Partner off of In Search of Lost Time. And before that, we heard a track called Americanorama. I really had to read that to get the word right. Americanorama, from a group called Colorado out of Montreal. And we started the show with Back of My Heart from The Beaches. Yes, indeed. The Beaches off of Late Show. Yeah. So the next set that we're going to play is going to be a little more on the funky side. The key song I want to share with you is one from Ty Segall. And I'd played it on an earlier show. I forget how many weeks ago. And it was pretty cool and everything. But I was unsatisfied with what I paired it up with. And I really thought, I need to get my act in order here. And you're going, oh, dude, man, you're way too anal about this kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, but that's what I do. So I'm going to replay it and pair it up with two tracks, one from the Red Hot Chili Peppers called Victoria Machinery, which has kind of got it's a rock funk thing, and something from Lenny Kravitz called Minister of Rock and Roll. Oh, yeah, mixing religion and rock. They've always had a kind of symbiotic relationship, I would say, if not antagonistic, always. And the bass in that is so slinky and so sinewy, very funky. And we're going to start with this Ty Segall song called The Main Pretender.
You can call me, you know I will be right back. Turned into butter, I saw your face. A seminal failure, I will love you forever. When I heeded your call in every heavy endeavor, I'll keep your turned into butter, I saw your face. A seminal pleasure, I will feel you forever. When I heeded your call in every heavy endeavor, I'd keep your place. Be yourself when I soar. It's all space.
That is the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Victorian Machinery. And that was a leftover track that the Red Hot Chili Peppers put out from the, I believe, from the Stadium Arcadium record way back when. Sometimes my terminology may not make sense to younger listeners. I'm going to say that was the B-side. The A-side was a song called Magpies on Fire. Now, what is an A-side and what is a B-side? Well, once upon a time, back when music was predominantly listened to on vinyl, used to have the LP, the long format, kind of invented by Frank Sinatra. They used to call them albums. It was going to be like a family album, so that was where that word came from. And then they used to make little kind of records. You could buy as singles, and the A-side was the single, and the B-side was the track that was on the other side of the single. And sometimes DJs didn't like the actual single that the record company execs thought was going to be the big hit, and they would flip it over and the B-side would become a hit. Anyway, all to say that they released these songs as if there were singles still being printed on wax, an A-side and B-side. And Victoria Machinery is one of my favorite Red Hot Chili records, and it's no more than a B-side to an extra leftover series of singles that were put out, and not singles in the traditional sense that they're going to be hits, but just because they wanted to put them out two at a time. That's really it. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor, playing upbeat, catchy pop rock songs. Going to play something a little, well, I'd say it's a little Neil Young-ish in terms of its musical stylings. It's from a record called Wild and Reckless from a Portland, Oregon band called Blitz and Trapper. There's an odd name for you. And if you're fans of the show, I'm sure you've heard the song or heard that band before. A favorite of mine for sure. This one here is called Stolen Hearts here on Ear Candy.
It's a fool to try to free these stolen hearts, running wild out in the dark. May you find yourself love to set you free. Stolen hearts running round. Sometimes love don't make a sound. It just robs you blind. Second sight, if you got the kind of eyes to see these stolen hearts, running wild out in the dark. May you find yourself a love to set you free. Stolen hearts are running round. Sometimes love don't make a sound. It just robs you blind.
You're the help
And that was Mike Trask with Cold Coyote. You know, the whole idea of the lone wolf, right? Just a new metaphor for a lone wolf, a cold coyote. And featuring the backing vocals or co-vocals of Adam Mowry, good old Maritime St. Johner, with a fellow from Memramcook, just up the highway, right? Just past Moncton. And before that, we heard Already Great. That's Neil Young. And a song that he wrote about himself. No. Did you think for a second, really? Did Neil Young write a song called Already Great about himself? No, our society hasn't been infected quite to that extent yet. He's talking about the good old USA. He's lived there most of his life. But he makes a point of saying that he's Canadian, right? So as much as he seems to adore and like the USA and what it stands for, he makes a point to say that he's an immigrant, an interloper, one of the lucky ones in his view. Personally, I just like it here in cold Canuckville. Well, it's not cold all the time now, is it? There are a couple of days here and there, and out of the 365 where it's completely habitable. Gonna be tough to be a Canadian and live up here. That's what I think. We started that set with Blitz and Trapper off of Wild and Reckless. We heard a track called Stolen Heart. Oh, yeah. We got Stolen Hearts. Stealing Hearts. Grand Theft Heart. All right, folks. The show's ear candy. We just do catchy songs and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of catchy songs, I'm going to play something from Dartmouth's Mo Kenny, or at least Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny. We'll claim her as a Canadian one way or the other. And a song called Pretty Things. It's from her record called In My Dreams, here on Ear Candy.
and land. And the only ones allowed to come are those who feel they can go right along with the mask of their hair. And the only thing you got to bring is sitting there in your head.
Is that all? Well, that's all.
Well, that's all.
Well, that's all.
So raise the sails and trim all the sheets. Set your course and jam all the cleats. We'll follow the North Star to know where we are. So raise the sails together
right now.
Let your fortunes be cast to the wind. And so it's off we go. The only kind we're out to find are those worth looking for. You can tag along should you feel the urge to merge, 'cause we're all agreed that all we need is hope and a little courage.
Is that all?
Well, that's all.
Ooh.
So raise the sails and trim all the sheets. Set your course.
A track from Klaatu. That's a group. I'm going to spell a name for you. K-L-A-A-T-U. Made their name in the late 70s, early 80s. Were supposedly the Beatles getting back and secretly recording. That's from their record called Hope. Isn't that a great title name? And before Klaatu, we heard from Paper Lions from Belfast, PEI. Oh, I'm sure they reside in Charlottetown these days. That's a track called Sweat It Out from an EP called Trophies. Oh yeah, that's a very working class song. We love it. And we started with Mo Kinney off of her record In My Dreams. We heard Pretty Things, and it's a beautiful song. Yes, indeed. And the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And I'm using all of these transitory phrases like and but that's just the way it goes. So, yeah. Anyhow. We're going to hear a track from Paul McCartney and Wings off of Band on the Run. We're going to hear, he went and recorded that record way back when in Nigeria. He was contractually obligated to EMI, or obligated, that was his record company. And he decided that he wanted to record somewhere else, probably for tax reasons. And he saw that they had a studio in Nigeria, of all places. So he said, let's go to Nigeria, record this record. Two of his band members quit. And he was left with Linda, his wife, and Denny, his trusted sideman who had first made fame as a member of the Moody Blues, and off to Nigeria they went, and they found out that the studio really wasn't quite up to the standards they were used to in Abbey Road, and that they had to, for instance, construct a vocal booth to isolate the vocals from bleed from other instruments and so forth. So, you know, you're picking up a saw and a hammer and chisels and whatever else, other tools, implements of carpentry, and making your own studio vocal booth, etc. And not only that, but he got kidnapped. They were saying it's not safe here to be walking out at night, and you should, you know, take a taxi service or a drive from one of the people he was working with. And he went out for dinner one evening, him and Linda, and they decided it was a nice evening for a walk back, just not that far of a walk, and it was nighttime, and didn't they get robbed? And looked like they might even kill Sir Paul. And apparently his wife was screaming at them and saying, "You can't kill him, he's a beetle," which is like the cloak of invincibility. It will, bullets will just bounce off. All, that's all you have to say is, "You're a beetle," and that's it. No, that's not true. Unfortunately, sadly not true. All right, the show is Ear Candy. We're doing upbeat, up-tempo stuff. I hope you're having a good day out there in listener land, all the way from Nanaimo, B.C., to Sydney on Caper Radio, and even in Norris Point on the Voice of Bombay in the heart of Gros Morne National Park. So from coast to coast and all spots in between, wherever you're tuning in, I hope you're having a great day. We're going to play a song now called, like I said, called Mrs. Vanderbilt. And after that, we're going to play a tune. We're going to play a tune called Couldn't You Wait Till I've Had My Coffee? That's from Lisa LeBlanc, New Brunswick's Lisa LeBlanc. And if we have time, we'll put a bonus track out there. Maybe something like Spiderweb from Joan Osborne. We'll see if we have time. And come back next week. You know the time and place, right? We're gonna get together, right? Yeah, for sure. It's a date. Here is Mrs. Vanderbilt here on Ear Candy.
Oh,